Guys, I just got back to the house. Guess what? I just bought a lamp for my living room. I've been wanting to buy a lamp for the longest. Usually, I just like I save them. I'll see them on TikTok. I save. Nah, just kongin at any intention of actually buying. Well, okay, of course we got an intention. But I just never do. But I usually just have them saved. I'll have like different designs, different ideas. I'll see some on Pinterest and I'm like, oh, that would look really, really nice. But then when you go and ask someone to make for you and I'll convert 20k for a lamp. Hey, yo. Today I got lucky on my way back home. On my way back home, I saw a black lamp that I've been wanting that I also saw on TikTok, by the way. And on TikTok, I think it was like $5,500 because I think 500 delivery, 5,000 for the lamp. This one was 3k. No delivery, so I'm so happy. It's even better than the one that I saw on TikTok, man. Anyway, sometimes it's even better to kwenda nje, because this happened to me, and this happened to me with my TV stand. I bought my TV stand, because like the one in my living room, I bought it here haraka haraka because like I needed my TV to go somewhere that same day when I was getting it. So I bought the TV and the TV stand on the same day. And then like a week later, I was driving. I saw them with a nice black stand. I was like, do I have to pay for it? But anyway, because tell me why every single TV stand that I've been seeing is cheaper than the one I bought. Because the one I bought, I bought from the supermarket. I literally bought it from the... That one was one of my biggest mistakes. I bought it from the supermarket. Okay, it's not bad. It's not a bad stand, I won't lie. It's just that when I see other stands, I'm like, eesh, gotcha. You mean I could have had this for cheaper? Bro. Tell me why I get home, the first notification I see is Chris Kaga has retweeted your tweet. I think I did like zote about blankets and everything, yada yada yada. He's in the light. I'm joking. Dami, you ordered it. Anyway, hey guys, welcome back to another You Better Ask Somebody podcast episode. I'm your host, Glow, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. I haven't done an intro in so long. Also, the podcast intro hasn't been done for so long because I was dropping filler episodes. I hadn't accepted the fact that we have moved into a new season, you know, new whatever. Season 5, episode 51. I hope I'm not wrong. Zia is got 50 because I think I did episode 50 and then yeah. Anyway, if it's not, let's just act like we didn't hear all that. So let's dive into this week's episode. Speaking of blankets, let me ask. Mkiendanga events, mnakonga very, very deceiving. I didn't end up going for blankets, by the way. I didn't go for blankets because I think that night I had a very deep call with my friend. We were supposed to go, both of us together. We had a very deep call. She was really, hey, may massacre my boy, Amanda. So she was really going through it. And also, I feel like at the time now when she started saying, oh, she's going through it and she's feeling like she's not going to be good vibes to go for blankets, I was like, yeah, kidogo. I also didn't want to go only because of the rain, but I really wanted to go to, I really wanted to go for blankets because of Chris Kaiga, definitely. If you know me, you know I'm a fan. I've been a fan since day one. So yeah, I really wanted to go for that. But then I was like, yeah, I started thinking about it like around 5 p.m. I was like,
Roger, you went Nenda to for an hour because, in all honesty, I think you're set here to engage your Chris Kiger. I mean, everybody else is great, don't get me wrong. Just because I don't listen doesn't mean the other people who are performing are not great. Yeah. So basically, me ingekuwa niende kulewa na Chris Kiger. I mean, niende kulewa na nisikize Chris Kiger. Wait. Don't take me out of context. Anyway, so yeah. So she was going through her shit. I haven't talked to her about talking about it on the podcast, although it's very funny. I wish I could share it. But yeah. So we had a whole long phone call. Also, I started getting discouraged. I was like, yeah, it might start raining. What am I going to wear? What am I going to wear when it starts raining? Then also, I got the idea to make a pizza that day. And it was great. Guys, I think I'm Yara. I'm not Yara. Nara. I'm Nara Smith now. I'm Nara Smith because tell me why. I'm making things from scratch. Cooking. I'm beating down the dough, beating down the yeast. Like, yo. Me, at this point, I'm using Yambe anything. So, yeah. So, when I started making the pizza, I didn't realize how long the dough process is for it to sit. I think each had to sit for like 30 minutes. So by the time I was at the second 30 minute, I was like, I don't think Nikona your energy are going danger. So I just needed my friend to be like, Pia, you have your energy are going danger. But anyway, my point is, how come anytime I usually see these events, yeah? And let me say, the last event I went for was Oktoberfest. And Oktoberfest was really fun for me. For me, it was really fun. And then you see other people having very, very different sentiments, especially on TikTok. I feel like TikTok people are always like, oh, it wasn't all that, or da, da, da. Because when I saw the event, I saw Os Jumatopes, Jininis, Jinini, Atiju, Otokona Dive, Toko Uku. Now, kuna video evidence, yes. But my Instagram, everyone was having the time of their life. People got nice pictures. Kaiga's performance looked great. Who else did I see being recorded? I think I saw Eric Wainaina being recorded. His performance looked great. Everyone's looked great. Everyone looked like they were having fun. So I was like, Instagram and TikTok have become two different worlds. TikTok has really become what Twitter used to be. You know how on Twitter you'd get and it's like negative reviews, just negative. I think like, oh, I didn't miss out on anything. And then your friend comes and tells you, Z, yeah, you have so much fun. So I'm like, okay, kuna huana very two different worlds, two entirely different worlds. But me, from my end, on Instagram, people looked like they had such a great time. Me knowing blankets, I've always known blankets were a solid event. I don't know. I think they're usually up there. Considering the events that I've gone, Blankets and Jamie have always been very, very fun for me. But anyway, I feel really bad that I missed out this last one. But yeah. Guys, do you know what I signed up for? I signed up for Pilates classes. Yeah. Yep. Your girl discovered the life hack. Celebrities have been saying this is the hack. You don't really have to go to the gym. All you have to do is do Pilates. So I signed up for Pilates, which I'm going to start on the weekend, on Saturday. I'm pretty excited. I feel like my life is too much in order right now. Although I was really losing my... The reason I've been very quiet, I've been very off social media, I've been keeping to myself, even in my own private life with my friends. The whole reason, by the way, we had a whole heart-to-heart call with my friend recently was also because I've just been quiet. I've been quiet on everyone, my friends, at home, even my mom hasn't heard from me that much lately. Because I'm like, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like time is moving really fast. Time is moving really fast and it's having me very, very anxious. Like, I've been very, very anxious, I won't lie. And I've been keeping to myself because I've been trying to keep the balance. I've been trying to I've been trying to make sure I don't crash. Let me say it like that. Yeah, I've been trying to make sure I don't crash. I have just been trying to not lose my mind. Like, fully. Like, unajua mwenye unaweza, unaweza kuwa nje alafu kreki tu, like, cha upelo. I've been trying to keep the balance. So I've really been keeping to myself, been trying to keep calm, because I feel like any small thing right now, okay, now I'm fine. Now I'm fine. But I feel like any small thing like before could have triggered me. And if you trigger me, I'm like, oh my God, I'm crashing. I've been very, very anxious because I feel like time is moving very, very fast. Like the fact that we're literally in April. The first quarter of the year is done. The first quarter of the year is done, guys. It's done, yeah? And I told you on the previous episode, I think I told you guys how I've been applying to get a new job with better pay and everything, yada, 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 yada. And the first emails that I sent did not get a response from anyone. So, you know the thoughts that usually come from no response. You're always thinking, oh my God, you know, am I good enough? Am I those thoughts start, like, you know, gang your brain. They start coming in, you start thinking, oh my God, am I good enough for this life shit? Like, am I going to make it chawalai? Because if no one is responding to me, you know. And that's crazy because I know these things don't determine your worth, but easier said than done. Well, I'm not getting a response, but anyway, shit kama hizo makazi zilikuwa. They weren't all that. It's not like I needed them. But anyway, yeah. So, yesterday? Yeah, all through the weekend and yesterday. Yesterday was Monday. Today's Tuesday, yeah. So, yesterday and all through the weekend and yesterday, my mom was helping me. I don't know. I didn't think of asking my mom because, let me tell you, anyone knows me personally, any job or anything that I've ever gotten, I've gotten very, very low key. Nanyamazanga. See, I'm yangi mama with that. I've got it like that. Like, my mom never knows I'm making money like that. Because then, when your parents, and you know, your parents help you get a job or whatever, the first thing they're already asking the company that they're helping you get, or whatever it is that they are helping you get, they usually ask, what's your salary? Because, of course, your parent doesn't want you to be underpaid. Because pia yeye mzazi wako amejibudget hapo. Because once mzazi yako ajua how much you na make, it's payback time. All of a sudden, they're calling you and asking you, oh, could you help me with this? And they know they're fully capable of it. They just want the assistance. That's why I never tell my mom things. That's why I don't tell my mom things. But anyway. I've seen link to kunyamaza na kuteseka peke yangu and kuteseka peke yangu. So yeah, my mom helped me. She has a couple of friends and a couple of faces. Let me tell you, doing this podcast is normally so hard sometimes because I usually want to share some things, but also I can't fully share some things with you guys. Because I remember one time my friend was talking about something on a podcast and they were talking about their job and somebody wanted to actually go and tell their job what they were saying. And I was like, yo, yeah, you need to be a bit secretive with the things that you do. Like, your personal life needs to say, kuna watoto chafu, kuna hate listeners, kuna watu insane, and they don't care about getting you fired. So yeah, so I'm very happy that I've learned how to maneuver and tell you guys half of my business and you know. But anyway, so my mom helped me apply for, well, not really helping me apply because resume niyangu na kila kitu niyangu, but she helped me find certain places that were hiring that she also knows a couple of people, so it might be a little bit easier for me on this round.
sometimes you need the boost.
Hey, let me tell you, me, you personally, I'm never going to be at it. Oh, work hard for yourself and get it yourself. If I can get the assistance, I will take it.
Yeah, so I sent my last resume. I sent it yesterday, so I'm waiting to see how that goes. Most of the deadlines are for Thursday this week. So I was sending everything on Monday. Yesterday, I was sending everything on Monday. And, you know, fingers crossed, just keep the positivity. Keep the positivity. Stop the violence.
Guy, on the last episode, we were talking about how... So I told you guys, Nani Liwa show. The mature one.
Nothing sucks like someone being your favorite artist and they're being cooked. And the cooking is funny. TikTok has been so funny, especially with those at what J. Cole was seeing when he was sleeping. At Akilala to Steven Yanko. I was like, no, not my goat. Hey, let me tell you, being a J. Cole fan is very... Let me tell you, the people that I support, being their fans is very, very tough. Very, very tough. J. Cole, Big Sean. Hey, Jenaiko was going on tour. She is currently on tour, I think. And then people are saying, Ati, your lineup, your tiny nail salon music. My cooking if it was wrong, and I have to just stand there and, you know. I saw somebody asking, which also added so much pressure to me, added so much anxiety to me. I got on Twitter and I saw someone saying, you know, we're done with the first quarter of the year. And, you know, what's like your achievement? What do you feel like you've achieved during this first quarter of the year? Because, you know, we started the year with plans, goals, all that yada, yada, yada. And I was so stressed. I was so stressed because I feel like, okay, yeah, I'm really, really working towards what I want currently, which I don't fully want to share or fully want to say on the podcast. And this, until I achieve it, just the way I kept quiet about moving out until it was actually happening. Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys when it actually happens. But yeah, so I started really thinking about that, and it really got me stressed. It really got me depressed. I saw that tweet, and that's why I've been off social media. I feel like there's an episode where we're talking about social media and how social media can really, really get to you. And the first time social media actually got to me was when I started comparing my age with Kylie Jenner and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God, look at her achievements. Look at everything she has, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I didn't know social media can actually do that to you until it actually happened to me. Because before I was like, hey, so scroll through, timeline me, I'll go so scroll. Until now, that happened to me when I was like 20, 22, 23. You know, that's the age where you start thinking, oh my God, I have to have my shit together. Like, that's when you start feeling, for me personally, 22, 23 is when I started feeling like, oh, wallah, I'm aging. Wallah. 24, I was now feeling, it's done. I'm old. I'm like, hey, kama see. To achieve anything on my board, if I'm not achieving anything on my board, like I'm failing, like I'm falling short. 25 now, I won't lie. Sorry, 25 now, I'm feeling like right now, if I feel like I'm at the crucial age of if I make mistakes, they're really going to show in my future. So every day, I'm not going to lie, every day I'm very anxious. There are times I'm just sleeping. Nakumbuka your expression. The warmer the bed, the colder the... Naamka mbio mbio. Eish. Naamka kaje kula kifikira Kendrick Lamar. Like, naamka... With the quickness. I'm up. And I'm like, okay, let's get into this life thing. Let's start doing what we need to do. So yeah, so I saw that tweet. And somebody was asking, oh, you know, what have you achieved? Da, da, da. And on the previous episode, I think I already told you guys, that was already a spoiler. I told you guys I am now a landlady. So we were having this conversation with my friend.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why this cough would go away. So we're having this conversation with my friend, and she was telling me what she was going through, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she was like, at some point she started feeling bad because she was like, oh, I'm one of the friend who hasn't even checked up on her or anything. And I was like, oh, oh, man. I do understand when people say, when people come to me and they're like, oh, Glow, you know, me and you are friends, blah, blah, blah. Why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you checking up on me? Why aren't you da da? But I also do sometimes wish my friends understood, which is okay. I'm very much okay with you coming and telling me that, oh, you feel like I'm falling short as a friend, because then we can have the conversation instead of you just going and being mad about it. But most of the times when it comes to me, when I'm going through shit, I usually really keep off. I keep off only because, for one, I am not looking forward to being triggered. I think that's my number one thing. I'm not looking forward to being triggered because I know myself. I know when I'm isolating, or when I'm not necessarily isolating. Usually when I'm keeping off, I'm really trying to find the balance so I can end up going back outside to my friends, because I'm like, you need to get better real quick. You need to not let anything trigger you real quick so you can get back to people. You need to wrap it up. So, and she told me that, I was like, oh my God, you know, I didn't really know you were going through what you were going through. Honestly, genuinely, because I didn't ask. Because I didn't ask and because I wasn't there, because I've just been solo. Like, I've just been solo. I've been trying to put the pieces back together, trying to make sure that if I do go outside, I don't get triggered or whatever. So, yeah, so I can't really speak on her part because that's not something I asked her. But, yeah, so, you know, we had the whole conversation, met at a middle ground. And I was explaining to her how I'm feeling like I'm panicking again over life. Like, honestly, when it comes to me, I don't think I'm ever panicking about anything else, because I told you guys my main focus this year is really, really me. Like, this year is just me being selfish, me really pushing myself towards things. And I had things that I had jotted down to achieve by the time it's August. By the time it's August, I really want my life in a different... I want my life to have drastically have changed by August. That's how I had really jotted down my plans for this year. So then she was like, oh, but Glow, like, you know, right now, you're what? You're 25. You're literally a landlady right now. You're receiving rent, that. And you also are employed. And I was like, yeah, but... You know, I usually feel like when other people are looking into you, they're looking at it like, oh, you know, you're actually doing great. But the things that you have set for yourself, you're like, oh my God. When you start calculating and doing the math, am I going to be there by August? And I just started tripping. In all honesty, I started tripping. And she was like, nah, you need to pause, take a break, calm down, breathe, take a breather. And, you know, she just started listing down all these things. And somehow, some way, I started feeling better. I was like, yeah, you're actually right. You're actually really right. I'm on the right track. Maybe I just need somebody else to echo it for me. Because when it comes to me, I don't know if I've said this before on the podcast episode, but personally, even just how I have been raised, like, my mom has never been the type to applaud a fish for swimming. Let me say it like that. My mom has never been the type to applaud a fish for swimming. She'll always be like, oh, like if I come home like with a good grade, yeah. And let's say it's something that, of course, unexpectedly going that a good grade in it. She'd be like, okay, yeah, but I know she can do better. My mom would never let you start screaming and doing backflips at you. My mom would be like, yeah, but I know she can do better than that. And you see, I've become my mom because I'm usually so hard on myself. Whenever I like will achieve something or whatever, I'm like, yeah, but I could do better than that. You know, I'll get this job and I'll be like, yeah, but I could earn a better salary than that. And I feel like that on its own has been a thief of a lot of my joy. It's been a thief of a lot of my joy because now, usually I don't take a break or pause and be like, oh my God, congratulations, Glow. No, I'm usually like, I could do better than that. I feel like I've gotten this, so I could have gotten better than that. Then I start beating myself up and I start getting really anxious over it. I start thinking, oh my God, you know, if I don't push myself to achieve better than I am, I'm going to be a failure. Hey, yo, you guys are in my deepest, darkest thoughts right now. I'm not even going to lie to you. You guys are my deepest, darkest thoughts right now. Because that's how I usually feel. I just start thinking, oh my God, the fact that I'm doing this and I know I could get better is me just setting myself up for failure. So I start getting really, really anxious. I start thinking, oh my God, this is not it. This is not it. Right? Even so, I don't know if I said it on the previous episode. I said, one of my biggest plans also is to move out again. That one just came in between. Because I got settled and I started furnishing, I was like, oh, we've done this. We've felt how it is. Like, even right now, at the period of my bills time, like usually my bills for the first 2 weeks of the month, my bills fall in then because there's rent. Rent is, I think, before the 5th. And things like Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's only rent and Wi-Fi, actually. Those are my only bills. So rent is before the 5th. And Wi-Fi is around like the 17th or whatever. And I usually make sure I've done everything way, way before. Like I usually do everything way, way before so that I don't have to think about it again. Like I usually make sure at least by the 3rd, nishalipa rent and nishalipa everything that needs to be paid, needs to be catered for. So right now I'm feeling like, oh, I have my shit together. You know, I've paid my bills. I've fueled my car. Like, I'm set. I'm set for the week. It's a holiday tomorrow, if I'm not wrong, or today, because I'm going to drop the episode today on Wednesday, so tomorrow. So, yeah. So, I feel like, okay, now I have my shit together. And usually, by the way, usually whenever I pay my bills, that's when I feel like a weight is off my shoulders. I feel like, okay, now I can now focus on bettering my life. That's been catered for. Now we can focus on, you know, I've stocked my fridge, I've paid da, 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 da. Now we can focus on the future. But then when I start thinking about the future, I start getting so anxious and I start getting so, I don't know, it kills me. And I feel like I don't know, one thing I'm feeling right now, the fact every single time I keep on getting older, yeah. And this started when I was like, let's say 23. Hey, 23 is when I feel like I lost all the little sparkle in me, the little child in me went. When I started realizing life is real, you know, like I'm becoming a proper adult. I'm going to have to start doing shit for myself, blah, blah, blah. So by the time I turned 23 is when I started realizing all that. And now I'm feeling like time is really going by really, really fast. Like nikicheza tu kidogo. It's already a new week. Mind you, people, like I said, you get on social media and you see people are moving on with their lives. I don't know. Yes, maybe people might be panicking. And also, there might be someone who's looking at me and thinking, oh my God, Ude Makona has shit together. But I'm also really panicking. Because whenever I do post on the internet, I post when I'm good. You get? So now I started thinking, oh my God, maybe when I also get on the internet is when people are posting when they're good. But me, I get on the internet and I'm panicking and I'm thinking, oh my God, time is going by so fast. You know, am I doing the right things to keep me at the right pace of where I want to be when here and here, da, 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 da. Oh my goodness. So yeah, so honestly, genuinely, that's why I've really been like quiet and I've just been taking time to myself. I've been trying to make sure I don't get triggered while also keeping the balance of keeping my shit together. Like I've really been trying. You know how you don't want to get triggered, because if I get triggered or if I get into a depressive episode, it's going to get me to isolating. I'm going to want to call in sick at work and stay home, blah 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 blah. that means that's going to be cut from my paycheck and stuff like that. So I've really been trying to keep my head afloat, like just to keep my head afloat and bro, just breathe. Honestly, just breathe. Hence the last two episodes where I said pause, where I just needed a break. Sometimes you just need to pause on this life thing, which is very much allowed. Very, very much allowed. Like, you do need a breather. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Is this like midlife crisis? Because, hey, yo, life can really come at you fast. But anyway, I guess this is me just saying that to let everyone know who was going through it, because I usually see your messages.
The devil has taken the wheel.
My demons. I don't even fight my demons. Bro, I don't even fight my demons anymore. Tunakanga tu pamoja, tunanegotiate. Okay, usiniumize this bad. Like, kama dai kunikeni kini tu kiasi. But, nipati tu chance ya kusimama. Umoja, don't yende liange. Please. I'm negotiating with my demons right now. I'm at that point in life. I'm negotiating with these things. So yeah, I usually see like messages and DMs. And people telling me, oh, I feel like I'm losing it right now, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. You know, my friends usually tell me, my friends and also people I don't know, so maybe I even started believing it. Because sometimes I catch myself doing it as well. My friends usually tell me how I have such healer energy. And I've also gotten that from people like from my Instagram messaging me, and they're like, oh my God, you have such healer energy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I feel like that's why people will message me and they'll ask me things like, oh my God, I feel like I'm really going through it. And I feel like you're the best person to talk to. Listen, some 9 times out of 10, I'm not even ignoring those messages. I really do want to give all of you a hug and just fix your problems. But sometimes I'm going through it too. And I start reading someone's message and I'm like, I get sad for you because I feel like I'm heavily an empath. So whenever I also read like someone's sad messages, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could fix it. I wish I could. But also on my end, I need to fix me. I need to save me. It's too much. And that's why sometimes I really take a break off social media. Like, I really take a step back. I'm like, I can't be all that and still be me. You know, you could end up losing yourself. You could actually end up losing yourself. So yeah. So that's why I've really been quiet, and just I've been trying to do activities as well. I've been taking trips. I've been taking drives, solo drives, and stuff like that. I've really just been fully. Trying to be very, very soft with myself while also still maintaining my regular life thing. But yeah, that's honestly just what I've been doing. There's also something else I saw. I saw someone saying, by 23, you should have identified someone you want to spend your life with. You know, I've not even low-key been thinking about it. I feel like I've been approached by a lot of people and I've been asked this question time to time. And I don't know if it's because of my age. But people have been asking, you know, when are you planning on getting into a serious relationship? My friends, my family. Even sometimes random people on the internet, I didn't go like, "Kani nani amewatu? Nani amewatu?" It was a very persistent question. People have been asking about, you know, getting into a serious relationship. When do I plan on getting into a serious relationship? When do I plan on having kids? Like, are these things in my plans? Because I feel like whenever I'm talking about my future plans, I never talk about like a partner. I never talk about kids. I'm always talking about just bettering myself. Because for one, I do feel like when I do think of getting into a relationship, because right now, me personally, the way I've seen life, I need to have my shit together before I think of having someone else in the picture, or I think of having a child in the picture. I think, I don't know. okay, Nigeria is even too PR always the plan he will fully, like, you know, when it happens, it happens. But whenever I do think about all these things, I think about, oh, I have to have my shit together, definitely, because I'm not planning on getting into a relationship if I can't take care of myself. Genuinely, genuinely, if I do get into a relationship, this person has to be bettering me as much as I'm bettering them, you get, because I already have my shit together. If I do get into another one, he has to be bettering me and I have to be bettering him. Which is, you know, that's basically, that's my plan. So right now, I feel like I'm still working on myself. I don't want to meet someone when I'm working on myself. I don't think I have the time to think about you when I'm thinking about myself, in all honesty. You guys don't even hear, I'm having conflicts with my friends. My friends are like, oh, I feel like you're not here enough. You're not doing this and this enough. So can you think of me trying to maintain a relationship? If I'm struggling with my friendships on its own, can you imagine me trying to maintain a relationship? The worst part of it all, even having a kid, hey, I'm just a baby as well. I'm just a baby as well. But can you imagine me now thinking of being a kid in the picture? I feel like a kid is even way more responsibility than a relationship. This is a whole person that you're raising. This is a whole person you have to be there emotionally for, mentally, all those things. I will crash and burn. I will crash and burn. Let's just be honest. I will crash and burn. Although I want to tell you guys, I think I unlocked a level of maturity, which I didn't even know I had in me. So basically, I did tell you guys that I broke my celibacy, and I came to terms with the fact that in life, I'm going to have a balance, right? Although I am back on my celibacy journey, I will probably do a podcast episode on this separately. I did do a podcast episode once when I was talking about my celibacy and everything and why I got into it and blah, 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 but I deleted it. But I will do another, I'll do another podcast episode. Probably the next episode should be me talking about my celibacy journey, and I'll just break it down entirely. So you guys can also understand me, because sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes y'all be making horny jokes in my DMs and I'm like, guys, Z. I'm a different girl. I'm a different gal. I don't be doing that shit. But anyway, we will talk about it on the next episode. Yeah, I'll talk about my celibacy and why I chose celibacy and all that. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. On the previous episode, I was telling you guys about how I broke my celibacy journey, blah, blah, blah. And one of the comforts that I gave myself so that I stopped beating myself up about it was, I was like, you know, in life, I feel like life is always about balance, yeah? For my good, I'm always going to have a bad. For something, it has to balance. It has to weigh out. I can't be fully pure, and it's not realistically possible. And for every good that I do, I'm going to have to balance it out with the bad, right? And I haven't been in a relationship in a very, very long time. Since I broke up with my old thing, I have not been in a relationship. I haven't even had flings or whatever. I've really just been keeping to myself and working on myself. And I did come to the whole nini of sometimes as human, you're going to have like a couple of guilty pleasures, right? And I did have my guilty pleasure at the time. I had my guilty pleasure, which was me breaking my celibacy and having sex after a very long time of not partaking in the activity. I needed a breather. And I feel like also, for you to not lose your mind, I feel like sometimes you have to have your guilty pleasures. You do have to have your guilty pleasures. I will not lie. Me breaking my celibacy and me having sex at the time did kind of, it was a good distraction for the time being. Because also mentally, nilikuwa nishajiambia hii ni a distraction. This is nothing serious. This is nothing that I'm putting in my heart. Nothing that I'm going to let damage me or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be safe about it. I'm going to be straightforward about it, because I was straightforward with the person. I was very, very straightforward with the person that, you know, me and you can never, ever, ever. So it was something I was very straightforward about. and it was my guilty pleasure at the time. It was my distraction at the time, because you personally, I do agree on the whole, you need a distraction in life. You do need a distraction from reality. Like, I knew how to balance it out. I knew how to, okay, this is my distraction for today, and then tomorrow, you know, down to business or whatever. I wasn't letting it fully occupy my time or whatever.
I did still end up feeling bad about it after, because I was like, I like celebrate me more. Yeah, so I did feel guilty about it, but then I did come to the conclusion where you are allowed to have a little bit of a distraction, a little bit of a guilty pleasure when it comes to life, because you do need the balance. Let me tell you, the whole thing of why good and bad have to coexist is fully for you to not lose your mind. Because always in Yambia, which are focused too on living life a certain way and ignore all the rest and still think you're going to mentally be okay. Imagine you need to have some, for every healthy, you need to have a little bit of some toxic. And, you know, I came to the conclusion, I was like, okay, it worked for me at the time. But you know, one thing that you learn about getting older, and I want to tell you, this is also why I did start my celibacy journey. I feel like there is so much consequence that comes from having the simplest thing as sex. There's HPV, there's STDs, there's pregnancy. Yani off 5 minutes unataka kuniambia nitakuwa na kitu na raise for the rest of my life. You don't tell me I can be 50 and someone is still calling me mom. Hey, z. See how consequential it is. Like, off, you know. But anyway, that's not really the main reason. It's just that when you get older and you realize how consequential it is, it's not as fun as you would. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, because I'm an overthinker. I'm always telling you guys, I'm an overthinker. I feel like if you are a consistent listener to this podcast, you do know I'm an overthinker. I really overthink. Even before someone hits on me, I'm like, "Bona mimi, mbona unadai mimi? Unadai kuniumiza ama unadai kuni?" I really, really overthink things. But anyway, yeah. So, the whole point of this nini was me talking about how I saw a post. Someone said by 23 you identified who you want to spend your life with. And I'm here to tell you now, do not be pressured. Don't be pressured. But yeah, I was talking about, when I talked about that, I talked about how I feel like I unlocked a level of maturity last weekend. Last weekend, I met my ex, my most recent ex, the one who I've mentioned a couple of times on this podcast. Yes. We met, and I feel like I really unlocked a level of maturity. We met, we have mutual friends, so of course, time to time we do meet, but it's never a sitting where, because I went to see my friend at her house, and he came over, and I was like, oh, you know, this is not that you have the function, ati, oh, sijuoneza, zi, ii tumeka tunangaliana. I was already a little bit drunk. He was already a little bit drunk too. He came to the house. We sat down. He sat next to me. We started talking. And I was just like, oh, okay. You know, I really miss this guy. First of all, as always, smelling so good. He smelled so good. He smelled so yummy, bro. Let me tell you. Have you ever just met someone and the first thing that attracted me was how he was clean, smelled nice, and how he would talk. So yeah, so it was still the same thing, and I was like, hey, yeah. And you know, a little liquid courage, you know what Don Julio does. You know what Don Julio does to you. You know what tequila does to you. But anyway, so the whole night we just spent talking, and we didn't even talk about anything of us being together or whatever. We're just having casual conversation. You know, some people who conversation just flows, like mkibon mkiongea. Kila kitu na flow too, like nikani ni boys too. It's like we're never costanado anything. And by the end of that night, he was like, oh, you know, we should probably we should get back together. We should da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mind you, I had just broken my celibacy. So one thing about breaking your celibacy, bruh, when you remember how sex feels, it is so hard to get over it again. It's so hard to get over it again. Like, I've been aggressively for the past couple of days. For the past couple of days, I'm not gonna lie, I've been aggressively in need. But also, I've been trying to really tell myself, no, see, stop thinking about it. Because, like, you've been denied something for so long, and then now you get it, and you remember everything about it. And I was like, but genuinely, in all honesty, I sat there and I said no. I said no because one, the first thought that came to my head was, I really, really love and respect this person. I really do love and respect this person. And I was like, I don't want to do the whole thing of getting back together and breaking up, getting back together and breaking up. And then now it gets to a point where I hate you. And genuinely, I don't hate you. As a person, you are a good person, you are a great person, even though we didn't work out. Another thing that came to my mind was repeating something over and over again when you know the outcome is absolute madness. I'm an adult now. I think I know when I'm doing something, I know when I'm being self-destructive, I know when I'm just doing things that are not good for me. I know, I'm fully, fully aware. Like I said, when I broke my celibacy, I knew it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right, but at the time I was like, you know what? I probably do need the balance of the good and bad in my life. And that's what I opted to do. Was I proud of it afterwards? Not really. Not really. So, you know, as an adult, you know when you're doing what you're doing. And I was like, yeah, me doing this right now would just be me being self-destructive. Already I know mentally I'm crashing because I'm thinking about my future. I'm thinking about how, what do you mean we're 4 months? 4 months away from August. 4 months away from August. Let me tell you, and by the time it gets to August, you know from August how like the year really goes by fast. La futunanzangiyo jokta, drink semba. And then what do you mean I'm 26? Are you seeing why I'm panicking? Are you seeing why I'm panicking? Because the more I'm feeling like, the more I'm getting older, the more time is really, really flying. It's like, it's really flying. So right now, I do know like my actions. I saw someone saying, one thing they don't prepare you for as an adult is your actions can be very, very consequential. And I feel like I'm at the age where my actions are going to be very, very consequential. If I start playing around, my actions can be very, very consequential. Because what do you mean in 5 years? In 5 years, I'm 30. What do you mean in 5 years, I'm 30? And of course, you know, you have your whole life planned down as much as you can, because you know one thing about life, you can't really fully plan it out. But yeah, so yeah, those things come into play these days when I'm making decisions in my life. Like, I'll sit down and I'll be like, oh my God, z. Now if I start getting back with my ex, dance, lafu, najua tu vinyita end, ndakua tu heartbroken tena, lafu, it's going to take me like another 6 months to heal. That's setting me back 6 months again. And I was like, yeah, no. On top of me just even having the love and respect for you, it's also me just saving myself from crashing and burning and wasting time over something that I knew the outcome. Hey, bro, I adulted a bit too hard this weekend. I adulted a bit too hard. I matured a little bit too hard this weekend. I sat down and I had that whole conversation in my head for like the 5 minutes I was staring at him. I'm sure himself gonna dani. Kani udem anafikiria nini? Kani wefikiria every single angle of how this can go and how I end up the loser in this situation. And I was like, nah, nope. That's not what we're gonna do. And you know what? The funny thing is, if I met this man probably last year, and he approached me like this last year, I would have done it. Ningekuwa nimeambia saizi, guys, I'm back in a relationship. I'm so unserious, bro. I'm actually so, so unserious. But anyway, yeah. So that's what bingo. I feel like me also unlocking that level of maturity has also shown how
I'm so capable of approaching situations right now and thinking of them in a level-headed manner. Bro, the best quality, one of the best qualities you can ever have is being level-headed. Being level-headed, like being approached by a situation and you actually thinking it out and thinking, Z, it's not going to be good for me. It's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be healthy for anyone. Let's not do this. Let's not do this. Nobody tells you how that is one of the best traits to have. It's one of the best traits to have, especially as an adult. Because as an adult, your actions are very, very consequential. They're so consequential. Bro, take me back to when I was in high school, Nikki. Remember how in high school teachers used to tell you, oh, you know what, you do this, blah, 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 it's going to affect your future. And you were like, ah, you too. Because you were so young. You were so young and there was so much time to make mistakes. And now it's like when you make a mistake, you really panic over it. It really makes you anxious. It really has you. And it's okay. I mean, it's life. It's life. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Mistakes are always going to be made, whether you're three, how old, whether you're 30, whether you're that. It's just that it's like now when I'm thinking of making a mistake, I'm thinking of a mistake ni worth it. Like now when I'm approaching things, I'm like, is it really worth it? Because I know, like though I'm saying, I sat down, I thought about it, I was like, okay. Like in the end, in another couple of months of me. I'm trying to heal myself again, me setting myself back. I'm setting myself back again a couple of months if I do this one action today. This one small mistake today could set me back a couple of months ahead. Oh my God, I adulted a bit too close to the sun. I adulted a bit too close to the motherfucking sun. But yeah, anyway, other than that, life has... life has genuinely been okay. I've been, you know, doing the shit I need to do. I've been handling my, like I said, I already catered for my bills and stuff like that. I've just been handling my shit, taking care of myself, taking care of my mental, trying to have as much fun as possible in life as well. Trying to take as much breaks as I can. I have like I saw somebody message me asking me about summer tides. Guys, I don't know. Am I too old for summer tides? I feel like summer tides ni penye mnapata awase wanasikizanga ati don't mind me. Akina jere, yo age ya kina, you know, akina jere that age. But then I think the event organizers are my age. If I'm not strong, so I'm like event in a case. And so I don't know. Should I? Because I'm feeling like going to coast again, I'm not gonna lie. And I know you're going to be like, oh my God, Glow, you are just in Zanzibar. Let me tell you one thing about me. I think I'm an island girl. I 100% am an island girl. I'm very, very happy when I'm in the coast. I'm not gonna lie. I'm very happy when I'm in the coast. And I usually, if you've seen like my posts, I'm always in the coast around this time because it's usually empty. It's empty, one, it's affordable, two. And I think summer tides go before. See, summer tides is before August because I don't think I've gone to coast after August. I usually go around time of Feb and latest July. Yeah, around that time. It's affordable, it's empty, it's just, you really get to have the time of your life. You really get to experience things with non-congestion, which is me personally what I like. Me, I don't like being like suffocated and surrounded by people. So yeah, ni mwana invite for summer tides. I don't know what planet it is. Maybe I'll respond to the podcast yangu with you. Ni mwana is on messages like this week. I've seen those messages, so I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, maybe I should respond and see if the deal is good. If the deal is good, I mean, I don't mind it. Who am I to say no to a good time? You know what's also funny? The other day, I got an invite. So, you know, now I've been doing this whole thing of sending my CV and stuff like that. So, I've really been plastered on my emails. I've just been watching my emails like, you could do up on Azo.
And I got,
But usually whenever I'm talking to my, like my friends and stuff like that, we'll be talking about how, you know, these white rooms where they call girls, where they call girls and then have them ask, unasmama abu uti unaretiwa ati rate her. Ati, would you date her? Would you smash your pots? Hey, hey. Tell me why after me dissing and me and my friends just talking smack about these things. When I'm checking my email, I got, I told you guys, I got invites for this Juma digital creator na siji nini nini. Izo nililenga because, oh, shit. I probably shouldn't have said it. I lenga them because, first of all, me, that whole thing of making your fans pay for, see me, to me, I get to you in Pesa instead. Making my fans pay for things at even for, even me saying my fans is crazy. Personally, me, I think we're a pod family and we're just vibing. I don't think I have no fans. I don't label myself as a, you know. But anyway, so I got an invite for one of those, these are my white walls at this mama apple. One rate, one yambi, smash or pass. I said, how did you find me? How did you find me? Hey, yo, I know I'm fatherless, like, it needs enough fatherless behavior. Like, I might be a fatherless child, but very much loved at home still. I'm not going to swim somewhere and be, ish. Not talking to me. Let me not lie. I felt like messaging, responding back to the email and asking them, why me? Why did you look at me? Najuani kwa sababu Nyamita Nyamita juzi amesema niko fatherless kwa timeline. I swear to God, I blame Nyamita. I blame George. I blame that nigga George. Bro, I saw that email. Ushaona kitu alafu hadi unajiangalia. Like, I really looked at myself and I said, at what point did anybody get the courage? Did anybody think they could message me and ask me to come and smama at a wall? And people say smash or pass glow. Zi, ndafaitumtu, chawalai. Eh. Zi, I'ma maybe need to respond to your emails. But anyway, that really shocked me. But yeah, other than that, I've just been babbing through life. I hope you guys, first and foremost, to my Muslim listeners, I'm such a foul person. I hope you guys had a great Ramadan. For what, I don't even know how I forgot. Okay, also genuinely, Jokwan Kipu's podcast episodes. But I hope you guys have had a great Ramadan. If it's still proceeding, I hope you guys are having a great Ramadan. I remember before I moved to, I told you guys how I had a whole conflict with religion and everything. And when I was looking for a religion that fit me, I started learning Islam and Buddhism and beautiful religion. So I hope you guys are having a great Ramadan. I hope when the fasting ends, I hope you guys also have a great ceremony. You know, yada yada yada. To my Muslim listeners, shout out to y'all. Oh my God, if I have Muslim listeners, is it bad for me to be cussing? Did I cuss on this episode? I'm so sorry. I apologize. My mouth sometimes, you know, my mouth was just filthy. But yeah, I hope you guys had a great Ramadan. I think tomorrow is a holiday. Wait, kesho ni holiday because we are fasting a breakiwa, ama? Ni kesho. Other than juni holiday. But anyway, yeah. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great holiday, great week. Am I supposed to say have a great week in the middle of the week? Because I'm going to drop this on Wednesday. Anyway, until next time, guys, if you want to reach me, you can find me on my socials at glowful _ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter, youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram, and youbetterasksomebodypodcast on YouTube. Until next time, guys. Bye.